for student flights. For all the best travel tips and exclusive discounts for under 30s and students, call Student Flights on 131 669.
Well, history was made tonight. Lubemobile Boy, 25 years on, recreating the famous advert. 13:30:32. Boy, did he stare down the camera. I mean, you won't be able to see that on the podcast version. This is strictly audio. You can hear it right here. You have to go to Instagram at Wakey It's Lakey to check out the video of him recreating the Lubemobile advert. Plus, Vance Joy stopped by. Also, what did you get caught cheating in? How dare you? How dare thee? Enjoy the podcast.
Wakey, Wakey.
This is a moment that Australia has been waiting for ever since Monday around this time slot. We put the call out. Did anyone know Lubemobile Boy? We tracked him down with the hunger, with the dream, with the goal to hopefully be able to get the boy who said,
"That's 13:30:32.
To recreate the famous Lubemobile advert 25 years later. A challenge was set. Get 1,000 likes on Instagram at Wakey It's Lakey. That was achieved within a matter of hours, thanks to Australia. Now we make history in audio form, in visual form at Wakey It's Lakey. It is time.
A lot of 90s commercials were infuriatingly catchy, one stood above the rest. This week, we go deeper than anyone ever has. Join us on our search for
Lubemobile will come to you.
The Lubemobile Kid.
13:30:32.
That's 13:30:32.
Scott, you are back in for two nights in a row now. I understand that last night, watching back over the interview must have been hard for you. That's part of the hard-hitting journalist's image that I'm trying to portray. This would be the perfect ribbon to tie up as what's been an emotional, draining week for all involved. You've seen the Instagram at Wakey It's Lakey. We've very, very much busted the 1,000 likes. A deal is a deal. I shall play to you the Lubemobile grab, and you know exactly where to come in.
That's 13:30:32.
This is huge. This is huge. Australia 25 years later. Who thought? It's been a big week. It's been a big week for all involved. You must feel 1,000 pounds lighter, Scott, aka Lubemobile Boy. Tell me it doesn't feel good.
It's good to actually have it done and out of the way.
Fantastic. The video is now up at Wakey It's Lakey as well. The full reenactment, the full filters, the full Photoshop, the wry smirk, the 13:30:32, the big epi lisp, the whole shebang. Thank you, Lubemobile Boy. I promise to put this to bed once and for all. We appreciate the most famous voice of all time coming on the Wakey Wakey. It's Danny Lakey Show.
Thank you, Danny. Thanks for letting me
come in. Wakey Wakey. It's Danny Lakey.
Oh, now it's gone to an ecstatic Friday. Couple of slow burners in there. Oh, I love that song as well. It's Vance Joy live in the studio. Vance Joy!
Thank you. Nice opener.
Hey, not bad, hey?
That was really good. Yeah, I love that.
Can't take any credit for that one. That's Audio Man Beachy in his audio dungeon out there.
Well, I thought your commentary was good, though.
Well, I try and speak over the top without being overwhelming to the songs. Let the music shine, you see.
Absolutely, that's good.
We were having a sneaky chat off air just before, and fun fact, you can do 80 kick-ups with a soccer ball, correct?
Yeah.
By yourself.
Yeah, so I guess I'm in the, as you said, I'm in the, when I finally master this, it's not going to matter how many numbers. I can just, you know, people who are good at it do it forever. So yeah. I'm still, I've got something to do over the holidays.
And I was saying that, I mean, Ronaldo, there's no fun doing kick-ups for him anymore because he can do it forever.
Yeah,
you're at that golden stage where 100 is a great milestone.
That's going to be that's my goal. I think that's like maybe something I can achieve in about 3 or 4 days, but that's my goal for Christmas time, I guess.
You said you skateboard as well.
Yeah.
I mean, talking like a longboard, a little
I've got a little trick board, but I'm not like a. I'm still in the beginning. I'm in the golden sweet spot.
This is great.
I'm just trying to like kind of. I wish my dream actually would be to be able to do a kickflip every time. Like if someone said, "Do a kickflip," you know, like that pressure of like you're with your friends or whoever you meet someone and you're riding along and they're like, "Yeah, I'll show us something. Show us and what can you do?" And you're like, "Well, I can kickflip." And then that would be my dream to just do that on command. I think that would be cool.
What's your strike rate on a kickflip?
I reckon it's probably. I mean. In reality, it's probably like 1 in 50, but I'll say 1 in 10.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's skater worthy. Yeah. You've been a busy boy. 83 show world tour just wrapping up.
Yes,
that must be exhausting and amazing at the same time.
Yeah, it is exhausting, but you know, it was. We had some highlights. We got to play all around the world. We played in America. We played at the Red Rocks Amphitheater, which was really cool. You know, came home and played some of the biggest shows that we've ever played. All the biggest shows we've ever played in Australia. Which was cool. And then, finished up at the Arias like a few days ago, and that was really cool.
How were the Arias the other night? You picked up one, Best Adult Contemporary. Congrats on that.
Thank you. The Arias were fun. I came in without any expectations at all. Like, I was honestly, like, I didn't expect to win. So when they called my name for that category, my sister had just rocked up. She'd got delayed from Melbourne because of the rain. And so she'd just arrived, and I was like, "Oh, can I get you a glass of wine?" And I was pouring her a glass of wine, and then I heard, like, Vance Joy, and I was like, "Woo!" And then I just kind of ran out of my seat, and luckily my manager Rach had printed out all the names in the event that I would get one.
Well, that's good managing that the manager wrote you out a little cheat sheet of who to thank as well.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, this is the part where I read out song titles, and I'll spur a question off of that song title.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Saturday sun. Me and you are sunbathing at the beach. I ask you to rub some SPF 50 plus on my back.
Too cozy?
No, I don't mind. I'll do that. Yeah, so I'm going to ask you as well to do the same thing because I'm super pasty. So
too cozy, Vance. Too cozy.
You can't ask
it. Do your own back.
No, you're going to return the favour, bro.
It's true. Yeah, we can lather each other up. Your mess is mine. If you're in a relationship, in which you are, and your bedroom and ensuite is becoming increasingly messy, in which it is, due to your girlfriend's uncleanliness, in which I'm not sure whether that's true or not, would you say something and have the chat being like, "Babe, your knickers are all over the floor"?
I actually am a bit like OCD with my, especially because I live out of a suitcase for the last little while, and you know, always in different hotel rooms, like my stuff is all folded and my bag's like is kind of a little bit too neat, and I'm a little bit too weird about it. Right. So actually, anything that makes me relax a bit and like have a little bit of mess, I think is a good thing for my psyche. So I say, please scatter your things.
Okay. Lay it on me. Your birthday's this weekend. Have you thought about having a body buffet?
It's very creative.
For those who don't know what a body buffet is, it's someone who will be nude and act as the food platter table. I am putting my hand up. You can put sushi all over my body, and I will stay still for 3 hours for free.
3 hours.
Am I invited to your party?
is it on me? Is it on me?
No, it's on me.
Oh, it's on
I'll
you.
I'll just be there. I won't be socialising. I will be the body buffet.
I feel like under that t-shirt, there's a bit of a Persian rug. I don't know.
No.
Oh, not too bad.
No Persian rug.
That's nice.
Put some pizza shapes on this side.
I'm getting a full view from the viewers.
Cheezels on this side. Sush.
It's actually quite a nice rig. Okay, well, fine. Go. Let's do it.
I'm going to Vance Joy's body buffet party. Thank you, Vance Joy. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, this is good. Yeah, it is my birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, me, 31.
All right, Vance Joy, you do it much better than me. Can you talk us into your new song whilst I press the button to play your new song?
Okay, so here's my new song. It's called I'm With You. On Wakey Wakey, it's Danny Lakey. Hope you guys like it.
Wakey Wakey, it's Danny Lakey. Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
My Chinese friends, this is front page over there. This is causing uproar at the moment. Shenzhen half marathon organisers have vowed the participants caught cheating during last weekend's half marathon will not be able to run away from punishment for their actions. The 237 runners, most of whom had taken shortcuts during the race, were caught out by traffic cameras and local photographers and could be banned for up to 2 years. Well, if this isn't pack mentality, if this isn't following the herd sort of stuff, I don't know what is. 237 of the half marathon runners decided to take a sneaky shortcut, shaving a couple of Ks off the course. You're only cheating yourself, surely. They say, we deeply regret the violations that occurred during the event. Marathon running is not simply exercise. It's a metaphor for life. Well, so true. And every runner is responsible for him or herself. That's what the organisers said. Yeah. I bet they're feeling real ashamed of themselves right now. I bet they're sitting at home going, oh, we shouldn't have. We really shouldn't have done that. We really should have just finished the half marathon. What's a halfer? 21.2K. Yeah. I mean, you can't blame them for wanting to shave off a couple of Ks, but that's the thing. You sign up for a halfer, you commit to the halfer. News of the cheating has caused outrage in China, prompting the People's Daily to urge runners to respect the marathon and respect the sporting spirit. Well, it's very true. 13, 10, 60. What did you cheat at? Can I just say, we're not getting any relationship calls on. We're not of the cheating love variety.
Oh, yeah, my partner cheated on me. I was dating them for 3 years. You'll never guess who with.
No, I don't want to guess. Don't want to play that game. I'm not going down that rabbit hole tonight. We're talking about like a sporting stuff, academia, these sorts of things. 13, 10, 60, what did you cheat at? I remember I went for my L's. This was in Queensland. This would have been what, 2005? L plates, you get given this little book to like sort of study, you get the road rules, how to go round and roundabout, give way, stop signs, all that kind of stuff. I remember we got it was on my phone. We had the answers to the L's test, except there were 6 different tests. And to tell which one you were getting given, you needed to get the first 3 answers right. And then the rest of it was easy pickings. As long as you got the first 3 right, you could figure out what test you were given, whether it was test 1, test 2, test 3, test 6, whatever. And then you copy through all the answers. And I failed 3 times in a row because I couldn't nail those bloody first 3. But it was sneaky stuff. Me, like, getting me old Nokia phone out of me pocket, looking around, no one at the license center, checking me out. Hot, heat, adrenaline rush. Producer Draco on 13, 10, 60. You've been known to cheat in the past.
Yeah, I'm a cheater. In high school, we were forced to do Saturday sport. Ugh. And we would also have to do training twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Mm. And it was all the year 11 and 12 boys when I was like in year 8 or something. And so what I would do is they were all a lot bigger than me is they would take off running ahead.
Ah.
And I eventually learned that I could, and we would just run around the suburb, around the school. Right. I learned that instead of following them and going up the big hill and running for an hour, I could, because I lived around there, take a shortcut, go to my house, have an afternoon snack, run back to school and make it back just after they did and be like, oh guys, what a run. And no one ever knew. And I cheated on doing that for 5 years.
What a run. I mean, sometimes you've got to think outside the box. Sometimes this is a man who was as forced as a 13-year-old boy to run around with the big kids. I can understand that. No one wants to do forced Saturday sport.
No.
Especially not producer Draco. Well, I don't understand these people that have signed up for the marathon or the half marathon and they've done it on their own accord. They're not being forced to run. It is China. Maybe they are. Who knows? Not good cheating stories. On 13, 10, 6. If you want to hear them anyway, we'll get them on next. No relationship ones. Please, if it's the last thing I hear. What'd you cheat at? How'd you cheat at it? When'd you cheat? Did you get caught? There are a myriad of sort of spin-off questions that I may ask, depending on the quality of the content.
Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey.
The terrible Chinese cheaters. That's what we're talking about. These Chinese half marathon runners think they are taking a shortcut. I'd love to get the crunch down statistics because they claim that 237 Chinese runners had taken shortcuts during the half marathon. They were caught out by traffic cameras and local photographers. In China, there's nothing more shameful than cheating at a half marathon. It's just not in the Chinese culture. It's a great quote saying, marathon running is not simply exercise. It's a metaphor for life, and every runner is responsible for him or herself. Who was the first one that figured the shortcut? And then how many just went with the shortcut because they thought that was the way? I mean, it takes a very strong half marathon runner to go against the grain. 13, 10, 60, what did you cheat at? I cheated at my L's test twice, but it didn't pass. It serves me right for cheating. He's a Draco. He was forced into mandatory cross-country running on a Saturday morning. Doesn't serve him right for cheating either. But you do it from time to time. David in Sydney. What'd you cheat at? What are you cheating at?
Cheat at words with friends quite constantly.
That's the sort of Scrabble app.
Yeah.
But it sort of gives you enough time. Of course, the other person is playing online with you, so they have no idea what you're actually doing. They think you're just at work being distracted. So you get your group of letters and you go on a website or something, do you?
Yeah, there's like a calculator and you can sort of put them in and then you just kind of try work it out. I've actually gone one worse than that. I've been playing Scrabble and I went to the toilet and used it.
Oh, goodness gracious. Now, what's the deep underlying sort of like insecurity of this? Is it just you hate losing? You can't bear to think that you're not the best words with friends amongst your friends?
Oh, yeah. You're asking the hard question there. wouldn't it be that you want to be deemed as intelligent?
Yeah. You want all your peers to really think you're top dog when it comes to literacy and numeracy. I understand. Right in Melbourne. What are you cheating at?
Hey, mate. I cheated at school. I was just in the engineering class and it came time to hand in a project and I was stuffing around and didn't do it. And so I waited for my mate to hand his in and then later on I grabbed his project and then I handed that in. And so I passed with flying colours and then the best thing was I ended up getting a higher score than what my mate did.
For the exact...
The same
verbatim project. The exact same.
Yeah, the exact same model. I handed it in, and I got a higher score than what he did. Same teacher, everything.
Whoa. I mean, the teacher's got to be at blame here. So the teacher's getting someone else to mark these things. Yeah, you can.
Just felt sorry for me, mate.
Yeah, you can pay people to do your assignments online, and I mean any university, you'll find someone in your class that will do it for $200. I'm not saying I did it. I've already graduated, but I'm not sure the legalities of where they can take this certificate away from me if I admit to it on air. If they can't, I did. If they can, I didn't. Miriam, in Southeast Victoria, what'd you cheat at?
So in year 12 with the cross country race, it starts off around school. So me and probably about six friends decided it'd be a good idea if we started running and then hid in the girls' toilets. I figured that the race would be probably about 45 to an hour. But we kind of underestimated that we'd have to stay in the toilets for an hour.
Yeah,
so probably about the 45 minute mark, we all run down, act like, you know, we're puffed out. Mm. We get to the finishing line and we'd come like second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and we all made it into district cross country. So, it kind of backfired because, you know, they're taking forms for us to go to cross country, like the district, and none of us wanted to go because we didn't want to run the cross country to begin with. But we thought that surely it would be over by like maybe 45, 50 minute mark, but no. We made it in.
And we got a lot of cross country callers. A lot of people cheating at cross country. I think the longer the race, the more you're inviting in the cheater. Very hard to cheat in a 100 meter race.
No, well, it's only a 5K race, so we thought it shouldn't be that much. But, we literally camped out on the toilets hiding out because teachers walked past, but we made it in, so,
45 minutes and you for 5K. Well, that's a slow pace from your school. I'm glad they put you in district.
That's what we thought. 45 minutes is more than enough time, but apparently not.
Oh, God. Yeah. Old iron boots down at your school in Southeast Victoria. Glenn and Kempsey, wrap this up.
I cheated on my geography test in year 10.
Badass.
I got kicked out of the class during the test, and the textbook for the test was behind the door, so I sneaked the book out and they kicked me out on the veranda. So I used the whole book for the whole test, got 98% on the test. And the teacher could never realise how I did it because when I got back into the room, I snuck it back into the same place.
Yeah.
And he never realised how I did it. He was going to retest me, but I told him that if you retest me, you have to retest the whole class.
You've schooled this school teacher in every possible way.
Yeah. Well, the next semester, I did the test, another geography test, and I got 56.
And exclusive discounts for under 30s and students, call Student Flights on 131 669.